bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're beginning a series on abortion. There's no question but that the attitude of society toward abortion has radically changed. At one time, abortion was looked upon as murder, the taking of the life of an innocent, defenseless, unborn child. If a woman had an abortion, she did it secretly, trying to hide her shameless action. She told no one of what she'd done. Children were a blessing to the home, and even unexpected children were accepted and reared to the best of the parents' abilities. But in 1973, all that was legally changed. The Supreme Court of the United States decreed that mothers had the legal right to terminate pregnancies for any reason at all, no matter how frivolous the reason, during the first 3 months of the pregnancy. And with that decision, society's attitude toward abortion began to change from rejection to wholehearted acceptance. In the United States today, 1.6 million abortions are performed yearly, about 4,300 each day, 70% of them to unwed mothers. Around the world as a whole, millions of additional abortions are carried out each year. Estimates range up to 50 million abortions every year. There's a close relationship between the number of abortions and the sexual revolution that this country has undergone. Over 650,000 births each year are out of wedlock, including 55% of all black births and 11% of all white births. This is a 50% increase in the number of out-of-wedlock births in just 10 years. The rate is increasing at about 4% each year. Each year, 30,000 unmarried girls less than 14 years of age become pregnant. Births to mothers aged 16 or 17 increased 25% over the past decade. Births to mothers younger than 16 increased by 80% in the same period. 29% of all births to white teens and 83% of all births to black teens are out of wedlock. There are a total of 1.3 million teenagers who become pregnant each year, with 50,000 of them actually carrying the child to full term. From one-half to one-third of all abortions are to teenaged mothers. One-fourth of all pregnancies end in abortion. What does all this mean to Christians? For one thing, we need to recognize that the world's way to handle unwanted pregnancies is with the murder of the unborn child. And murder, under any other name, is still murder. It was wrong in biblical times, and it is still wrong today. And because it's wrong, Christian women need to make their decision well in advance of any pregnancy so that they'll not resort to abortion as a way out. You need to settle the matter now, before you're under the emotional pressures of an unexpected pregnancy. Abortion is wrong, and no Christian woman should ever accept abortion. In the second place, Christian girls should recognize the dangers of being caught up in the sexual revolution. I know that 80% of the boys and 70% of the girls have been involved sexually before marriage, but that doesn't make it right. The Word of God still sets the divine standard as moral purity. If you're not involved physically with someone else, you won't become pregnant, and abortion will never be a problem. And so here again, you need to set your standards now, before you face the temptation of an emotionally supercharged evening alone with a boy. By the grace of God, determine that you're going to remain morally pure, that you're not going to give in to the temptations that are claiming so many victims among young people today. Those who enroll in Satan's army to fight the battle against the moral standards of the past are opening the door to the potential of abortion, murder of an unborn child. It's far better to join the army of the Lord and to uphold His standards of moral purity.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.